Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Top of the morning to DR Reese is my name. That's K-Mac. We're also, as always, the breathtaking one, Jay Fritz. Dennis Costa producing the show. And we're going to just get right into it. Two unbelievable games were on yesterday. Typically the first one, the NFC Championship game, was probably a little more interesting. It was a great game. Felt like a Super Bowl game, quite honestly. It was It was from start to finish. It was every play, every pass, everything was important. It was a serious matter for every play on that field. And it was incredible. Turns out, the Tom Brady, TB12, led Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers 31-26. Your thoughts? I mean, I got so many emotions associated with this game. It's crazy. But
I'm surprised that you're not just taking this opportunity to just go TB crazy.
I mean, the thing is, it is what it is. When you're quiet, that's the loudest you can ever be. You know what I mean? So sometimes you don't have to say anything. People know it. They hear it.
Great, Tom. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
TB.
And that was the last time he was at the Super Bowl. We made eye to eye. My man, I get an email from him every day. But I'm not going to get into that. It was just, I told you I was conflicted because I do love Mr. Aaron Rodgers, too. I ain't going to lie. So I was kind of. I was kind of like, oh, that's a tough one. I had to go with TB12, though. But anyway.
I told you thoughts. Aaron Rodgers would be exposed. He would be exposed.
Aaron Rodgers? You got came back. Please explain.
They would be exposed. They would be exposed. Look.
No. You said Aaron Rodgers. You said Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Who are you talking about?
Okay. Well, I mean, the Green Bay Packers. He leads the Green Bay Packers. I mean, he played okay.
He had a great game, I thought.
He had a great game. Played okay. to be fair,
I mean, that's
Brady,
Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady had not such a good game. Matter of fact, I would argue he had a terrible game, to be honest with you. Aaron Rodgers had a great game.
Right, but so Tom Brady had a horrible game. So clearly, the win wasn't about him. It had to be the fact that Green Bay didn't play well. It had to be.
Okay. That's part.
I mean,
of
just
it.
By default, if you look at it, it had to be that they didn't play well. That's how Tampa Bay ended up walking away with the win.
I just thought it was. I thought that was more directed at Aaron Rodgers. So I got a little offended. That's my bad.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it was.
I mean, well, I mean,
no,
I mean,
but, okay, Aaron Rodgers. You say.
It is what it is.
What?
Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. That's all we've heard all season long. Aaron Rodgers and the band of no names. That's all we've heard all season long. Aaron Rodgers and his new, up-and-coming coach. Aaron Rodgers, the MVP of the league. Aaron Rodgers, future Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers is playing lights out. He had one playoff game. They looked okay.
Wow.
After coming off of 3 weeks of rest.
Wow.
Well, there is one part of the Green Bay Packers that you could start. You can, use that too. And it's Matt LaFleur and his decision to kick a field goal instead of going for a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
That part.
That were
so,
that
were three, to you guys.
No. Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
Are we not okay with playing scared now, right?
Here's my point. Aaron Rodgers did everything he could to win that game. You don't put this on Aaron Rodgers at all. Let me tell you who you put this entire game on. The coaching staff. Let me give you two major plays that changed the game. Two major plays. Why in the hell do you play press defense with 8 seconds ago, or maybe 6 seconds ago, last second of the first half? Why are you playing press defense? That is so stupid. I mean, no, I'm talking about at any level of football. Why are you doing? Ain't you playing man-to-man press defense and nobody's on the back end? And this is, and you're right. Tampa Bay said, oh, they're doing that? Oh, instead of us kicking the ball or putting the ball, sitting on it, we're just going, hell, let's try it. They played press defense. On the last play of the damn first half, you don't do that. That changed the whole momentum. That changed the whole momentum of the game. That was so stupid. And King, number 20, he was fishing all day. They was killing him.
All day.
But that defensive call was from the coaching staff. The other one, Jasmine, I already talked about. It's no way in the hell, I said again, that you kick a field. You get nothing by kicking a field goal there. First of all, Aaron Rodgers on second down, he could have ran the ball in for a touchdown. It was wide open. He didn't see it. He threw it back in his zone to Devontae. But anyway.
Who did that?
Aaron Rodgers
missed that. Yeah. He missed that one?
No, he didn't. No, he could have ran in.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah.
Right. Right. But which maybe he didn't see it. But to go to the Super Bowl. You out there. LaFleur, the game's, I'm not sure the game's too big for him. I don't know. But they 13-3, two back-to-back seasons, don't make the Super Bowl. Maybe coaching, they didn't look at him differently, man. This was a coaching debacle, in my opinion. It had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. Nothing. Nothing.
Okay. I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't have a bad game or anything. He's just...
They're
just not who we thought they were.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's debatable. But
yeah, Tampa Bay 31, Green Bay Packers 26.
Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers on the fourth quarter field goal. Let's take a listen, see what he had to say about that.
Well, I didn't have a decision on that one. That wasn't my decision, but I understand the thinking above 2 minutes with all of our timeouts, but it wasn't my decision.
He said he does understand the decision.
You see, I'm not sure what he said, but I know he was hot to the point where.
Had to have been.
To the point where he said, I might even be here next year. Let's listen to Aaron Rodgers talking about how potentially uncertain his future may be. Let's take a listen.
It's a lot of guys' futures that are, uncertain, myself included. That's what's sad about it most. Getting this far. Obviously, there's going to be an end to it at some point, whether we make it past this one or not. But just the uncertainty is tough and the finality of it all.
They also asked Aaron Rodgers if there was a chance to convince the coach to go for that fourth down play versus field goal. This is what he had to say about that.
I don't know. That's a tough one, Rob. I look over sideline. I see, five big guys around the field. There's a lot of gymnastics that has to happen to get us, to be able to go for it there. But, I don't know. That decision was made and we moved on.
Why is he protecting them? He should just come out and say exactly what he feels. Protecting the coaching staff.
Yeah, because I'm like, first of all, y'all recruited on me. Y'all draft somebody in the first round.
Right,
trying to replace me. If we go 13-3, now we get a chance to win this damn thing, at least tie the game up, and we going to kick a damn field goal? Speaking of field goal, they did ask the coach about why he made that decision, Matt LaFleur. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, anytime it doesn't work out, you always regret it, right? But it was just the circumstances of having three shots and coming away with no yards. And knowing that you not only need the touchdown, but you'd need the 2-point. So the way I was looking at it was we essentially had four timeouts with the 2-minute warning. And, we knew we needed to get a stop. And I thought we were going to have a stop there.
Stop them all day.
But, we got called for the PI. It didn't work out. So I think anytime something doesn't work out, do you regret it? Sure. But we're always going to be process driven here. And the way our defense was battling, the way our defense was playing, we felt like it was the right decision to do. And it just didn't work out.
I have no idea what he's thinking. It doesn't even make any sense. Time and distance that play is not on the damn sheet. It's not on the sheet.
No, that play is in your heart. That's what that play
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's not on the sheet.
Right.
Because. Right. Yeah, I mean, okay. Worst case, what are they down? They were down 8. Is that right?
It was down 8 because they went they went for a 2-point conversion too early in the game, in my opinion. But go ahead. Yeah.
You're down 8. You're driving. You're in the red zone. You're there. That's fourth down territory all day long. All day long. Worst case, you give them the ball on the 3-yard line.
Thank you.
Worst case.
I mean, that's.
Best case, you take 3 points and then you kick the ball off and maybe give them the ball on the 30, 25. What the hell?
That's what they did.
With no guarantee to get the ball back either.
Exactly. Right. Thank you. Anything could happen. A broken play, a cornerback slips down, whatever. Put them on the 3-yard line and make them earn it 97 yards if they're going to beat you. Or give your guy a chance. Maybe they slip down on a 4th down play. Because that's a lot of pressure on the defense. You know, time and distance on a 4th down play, that's a lot of pressure on the defense. Because you got a lot of options that you can go to. I don't even understand that.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
It makes no sense. No, I'm serious. I'm not even joking.
But I'm sticking to my guns. Aaron Rodgers screwed this up.
Okay, stick to your guns. Go ahead. I saw you kind of wavering a little bit. You're like, uh-oh. I thought you said, stick to your guns. I want you to, because I love you had that position. But see, and the question, DC put a question here. I mean, how many times have you seen teams be aggressive? And in my opinion, and maybe I got the data wrong, 8 times out of 10, they always come out on the positive side. You get, because you're like, almost when you're playing against this team, they put pressure on you like, damn, they're aggressive. They're going for it. And that's what happened at the end of the half with Tom Brady. Because, I mean, you're like, man, they try to win this game. Let's hear from Tom Brady talking about going for it at the end of the half. This is what he had to say.
BA wanted to go for it. I liked the call and was, you know, I'm going to do whatever he asked me to do. And then, you know, Byron dialed up a great play and we got behind the defense. We had a couple other opportunities too. So, you know, it's just a great job by Scotty running a great route, getting open. And I just try to lay it out there for him, to go grab it.
First of all, he had to run straight down the field. It wasn't that hard.
He said lay it out there.
Just go straight.
Didn't even need a double move.
No, you just went straight by. But why are you pressing Tom at the end? Like, I don't get that, man.
Tom sprinkled a little yeast on that one. He made that one sound pretty good. He's like, all right, lay it out there for him. You know, Tom, chill out, man. We watched the game.
Trust me. Because it's almost like, no, because most of the times, you like Aaron Rodgers get the ball, they're going to score. It's like it was going back and forth. But when they did that at the end of that first half, it kind of changed the whole dynamics of the game. It made a big difference because Tampa Bay didn't do that much in the second half. But that one touchdown made a big difference at the end. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Again, like Jazz said, Tampa Bay 31, Green Bay 20. So a couple of things. They going back home. First time they playing a home team is playing the Super Bowl in their home stadium, which is pretty interesting. A couple other things. A local note, we have 2 individuals from North Carolina Central University. Eagles. Watch out now.
Would be
playing in the Super Bowl. Ryan Smith and Nick LeVert all played at North Carolina Central. They're on Tampa Bay's team, and they'll be playing in the Super Bowl. Shout out to them. And Ryan Smith has been on our show a couple of times. We're going to try to work to get him on this week. The second game, Chiefs 38, Bills 24. In my opinion, everything that was expected came out of this game. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I don't really know there was too much to it.
Without a doubt.
And Patrick Mahomes still played well with the turf toe injury, right?
Yep, sure did.
The man's unbelievable.
You might need surgery on that after the year, they said.
Yeah, he's got that. He got that Shaq walk. You know, that Shaquille O'Neal when he ended up with that turf toe, they couldn't get rid of for a year.
Walk?
That Shaq walk.
Shaq walk.
You know how Shaq was. You know, at the end, like I forgot. I think it was the Miami year when he had that turf toe and his feet were all jacked. Man, I said, man, you run like you don't have no toes left. What's going on? He's running on his heels.
Shat walk. I'm writing that down. Shat walk. I'm starting to use.
Yeah, the shat walk. Yeah. He's running around like he's running like on his heels. But hey, what do you think about Josh Allen? That
yeah.
The quarterback for the Bills.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He played well. It's just I think they were just playing Kansas City.
No, he played well, but he's not quite ready for prime time yet. Now he's gonna be great, I think. But I think this game here, Kansas City was just so much better. The other issue I got with Josh Allen, and I got an issue with the broadcast too. Because at the end of the game, you saw how when he got tackled, he threw the ball, he hit the guy in the head with the football. It started a whole lot of stuff going on. When they replayed this, EBC, they never showed but one time how this whole thing started. They only showed the ensuing, confrontations of other guys. Hell, Josh Allen started this whole thing. But they took it off of him.
Josh felt like he was taken to the ground unnecessarily.
Man, you playing football.
Because the whistle had blown.
Playing football. Man, you playing football.
But still, you don't expect stuff like that from your quarterback.
Right.
I mean, if you're tired of getting sacked, hell yeah, you'd be mad. You're like, man, the hell with this, bro. I'm sick and tired of y'all touching me.
I thought that was very unbecoming. Shame on you, Josh Allen.
There you go.
Shame.
Shame. Let's see if get off me. Quickly from Patrick Mahomes on the Chiefs, who talked about playing Brady in the Super Bowl. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best, I mean, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Passing of the torch. We're about to watch a ceremony like no other.
Oh, really? This will be Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl, which is crazy. Unbelievable crazy.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I'm just still trying to just kind of deal with yesterday as a NFL fan. It was crazy. Speaking of, we have a poll out there that's somewhat topic of the day, I think, DC. What we got?
We do. At Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter. The question is, how bad was the decision by Matt LaFleur to kick a field goal late in the game? Bad, really bad, or flat out stupid? Right now, flat out stupid leads the way with 59.5% of the vote. Really bad is in second place with 21.5% and bad at 19%.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, I wonder who won on bad. Huh? Flat out stupid.
Hell, I must have wrote that one.
That's how I was feeling. I thought that just made no sense to me. It just really didn't make any sense. But let's pivot real quickly because even prior to yesterday's Big Time Championship Sunday, we had opportunity to experience some college basketball. And I'm not sure if you learned anything or not, but I know that the rivalry, the old school rivalry was renewed a little bit with UNC and NC State. And, of course, it was interesting game, Carolina 86, NC State 76. Probably, in this is my opinion, and I'm biased, just full disclosure, it's probably one of the best. I think that was the best full game I thought Carolina has played in a long, long time, in terms of inside presence, making jump shots. De'Ron Sharpe showing up like he can. Garrison didn't have a great game, but overall, I thought Carolina played one of their best games. You guys' thoughts?
I'm surprised that you said you don't know if you learned anything from the Tar Heel team. I think we did.
Let's go Heels.
I think they are looking better. I'm really not. I'm not on this. That's K-Mac.
I'm
speaking truthfully here. I think that they are looking better. Sorry, K-Mac. I think they're looking better and better each game. Like they are now starting to kind of put some things, like turning around a little bit, or elevating their game. Like they would have. They were defending a regular season sweep, and from the moment the ball tipped, like they were not letting that happen. I thought they came out with a lot of energy, and for the most part, like kind of echoing with what you said. it wasn't a full complete game by everybody, but it was the best game that we had seen from, you know, that many players at one time, like in a given game.
Yeah. Matt, what do you think?
Well, it's a little bit predictable, just a tad.
What?
Well, hold on now. We talked about this last week, the week before. These three teams, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Duke University, and NC State, were all playing horribly 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks ago. And we said, but don't count them out. They'll turn, you know, they're around the corner. But right now, they're not there yet because whether it be COVID, what have you, they haven't had the reps to get these young players engaged, in gear, to get themselves together. I think this was the perfect opportunity for Coach Williams to come out, coach his guys up, get their attention because it's a local rivalry and they're protecting the suite, to get their attention, to get dialed in and get focused and do what they should be doing. Great win by the Tar Heels. They turned the corner just a tad. Now let's see, can he keep their attention and keep them playing the way they should be? But you know how most of you bandwagons are. Y'all going to jump off as soon as he loses to Wake Forest again.
Well, the thing is, particularly with Carolina, I guess, again, I was impressed, Jazz, with how they played. I'm waiting on how they handle this the next game. Mm-hmm. And that's going to tell me whether they've gotten to the point where they're a mature team and they can absorb, you know, good wins and continue that level of play consistently versus losing to teams that they really should be. The only other thing I question about Saturday's game is Chipotle, was that delivery or you picked that up on the way to the Dean Dome?
I picked it up on Jasmine. The way. I was hungry. Right. I was hungry, and so I was just like, well, what do I want to eat? Because normally I pack a lunch.
What did you order? What do you normally order from Chipotle? I'm scared.
Chicken burrito bowl thing.
Oh, okay.
Good looking out for you, boy. I appreciate you. I mean, I really want to.
Normally I pack a lunch.
You can call us, ask us, did we want the day?
I wanted a burrito.
Right. Oh, you could have called and said, y'all want something? You could have let us know. I was hungry.
I mean, they got that. New plant-based stuff there. I mean, I try that, you know.
All up in the videos. I said, Jazz, all up in the videos with the Chipotle. Really? That's what we're doing? You didn't call none of us. You didn't call none of us.
Wait a minute, hold on, Reese. I was just trying to figure out coming off the photo shoot the other day. Coming off of that, I'm just thinking to myself. I mean, wow, we gonna get Chipotle now? Okay, I ain't mad at you. not with the look back going through the door. I ain't mad at you. Go ahead on. Do what you do.
She didn't do the look back. Did she do the look back? Came back.
What? Over the shoulder with the hair toss.
We were talking about Carolina basketball. How did we get here? Well, a 10-point lead at the half. The Tar Heels
Don't change the subject.
Don't try to change it. I said I had some questions about Saturday, and I just brought up Chipotle. That's all I did.
Exactly.
Anyway.
I just wanted to know, how'd you do that coming off a photo shoot? That's all.
Let's move on quickly to another topic I know you guys are really eager to talk about. The second game of this big game on Saturday was Duke versus Louisville. And, wow. It was a really good game.
Go back. Say that point again.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
My observation is that Johnson, what's his name? Jalen Johnson. Is it right? Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
See, his only issue, and I had this when he was playing a lot, he's just not consistent. And maybe because he wasn't consistent before he got injured. This is just my opinion. I think Duke has a decent team, but not the Duke of old. By the way, UNLV 70, Duke 65. K-Mac and Jasmine, you guys thought. So I'm curious to know what you guys thought about the game.
I didn't get to catch this. I was still over at Carolina.
Oh, okay.
This game was going on for the most part. So I just kind of I watched from afar on Twitter.
Reese, I want my old coach back. I want it back. I want my old coach back.
Your old coach? Okay. Why? What does that coach look like? What does he sound like?
He would never allow this. As much grief as I give Coach Williams, he would never allow this to happen. My old coach would never allow it. My old coach, K, would never allow this to happen. And I'm trying to figure out, when did we turn the, was it the new grandchild? Was it, is something going on with Blue we need to know about? I mean, what is it?
We know.
Not the dog.
I mean, here, trust me now. Sometimes that's all we got is the dog, Jasmine. I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes the dog don't judge. The dog just sit there and go, man, look, bro. I don't know what the hell she's talking about either, man. But look, man, I'm with you. I'm with you. Now look. Now, she still got to feed me, so I mean, but I can go so far with you. But come on, let's take a walk. Let's go talk about it. But so I'm just saying.
She's snuggling with her.
I'm just saying. Something, the old Coach K would not allow this to happen. These young players that he has right now, I'm not going to say they're the least talented. They're not as talented as I would have anticipated. But they still just don't get it just yet. It's on the, you can see it. You can just see it. You can see it. You can see it. And the old coach, he would have still, it would still be running. But maybe we turned the corner. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say this least talented. I would say they don't have as many superstars that they normally have. They have two or three guys that can carry the team. He don't have that. But it's another
pick a superstar, Reese. Pick a superstar. Huh? Why are you trying to be nice about it? Pick one.
No, what's the guy named Jazz Hurt?
Matthew Hurt. I knew that's what you were going to go with. Yeah, he had 24 points in the loss. He's one of their better players.
K-Mac.
Okay.
K-Mac, I'm with you. But this scenario, he's a superstar.
Okay. I mean, don't just say it.
I'm with you on that one.
In a room room full of short people, okay, I guess we all have
right. Chance, I guess. I think they kind of missed Margo on maybe this recruiting class, but we're going to get into it later. But another thing that happened after the game, I just thought was interesting. Coach K received a question from one of the student reporters, and I think Coach K got a little irritated about the question. And do we have a question, DC, or we just had a history? Okay, let's take a listen.
Hi, Coach. I'm just curious as to what the next step forward here is for the team as you guys move into another week of basketball.
Yeah, why don't we just evaluate this game? You know, I'm not into what our next step forward is right now. We just finished the hard-fought game. Yeah, I don't know if, like, when you, what's your major?
Oh, Lord.
What's your major at Duke?
Oh, Coach.
What's your hardest class?
Econ.
Okay. So say you just had the toughest econ test in the world. And when you walked out, somebody asked you, what's your next step? You see what I mean? You have some empathy and, you know, just give us time to evaluate this game and then we'll figure out just like we always try to do.
Say okay, man. Move on. Just tap out.
Twitter was up in flames over these comments.
Coach ain't feeling it. Tap out, there, fella. Tap out, K-Bag.
You know where it is. How old Coach 73, right? How old is Coach?
Yeah, something like that.
You know what's going on.
You lucky you start cussing.
Was this really that big of a deal? He did technically answer. He said, we're going to evaluate where we're at. We're not thinking about, moving
forward.
No,
it's a deal because he got irritated and started going to the young man. The man's a damn student in college trying to come up.
Coach, I'm a student. Please take it easy on me while I ask you these random ass questions. No, that's not how you say it. You say, hey, coach, let me ask you this random question. Oh, by the way, 18 other people have asked you some random questions as well. Let me pick one and ask you as well. Also. So coach is like, you know what? And you just heard all these people asking the same thing. No, why the hell are you going to ask me that?
Coach came back. What courses? Oh my God.
That part was unnecessary. What's your major? Why are we asking the major classes? Like that. You made your point when you said, we're going to evaluate the game. We're not thinking about it. Move on. Next question.
No. The right comeback, he would say, when coach asked him, what class you take, what's your major? I would have said, what was your major? We can have this conversation right now.
He'd never join another Duke presser.
See that? That's what sent Dwayne Haskins on the road to demise also.
Anyway, we're going to get to that a little later in the conversation. But yeah, that was interesting. Coach,
what's your damn major, huh?
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
But right about now, we get a chance to do something we do each and every Monday. We get a chance to get caught up on what happened out there over the weekend with B. Knight Rider. What up, B? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Good morning. Guys.
Happy morning. Monday.
Happy Monday.
Monday. Monday. Yeah, man. It is Monday. Thank God it's Monday. So we're just going to jump right into it. Well, first off, how are you guys doing?
Good. I'm doing okay. Doing all right.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
You know? Yeah, I ain't going to the Super Bowl. I ain't going to the Super Bowl, but damn. But I'm all right.
That's all right. You can still see Shakira, you know, do her halftime show from the couch. It's cool.
Shakira doing the halftime show?
No, mm-hmm. It's the weekend, right?
Is weekend is one of the performers, but Shakira is doing Super Bowl.
Oh, she's back to back Super Bowls?
I guess so. Wow. I just saw something on 60 Minutes. She just did an interview on 60 Minutes, and she was saying that the Super Bowl was on her bucket list.
Okay, Shakira. I didn't know that. But anyway. All right. And that's not a bad act. Yes, ma'am.
No, it's not. And came I heard you ran into my husband over the weekend.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Hold up. DC hit breaking news. Hit the breaking news button. I got something I gotta ask. Wait, hold up. So wait a minute. I know where your husband worked. K-Man, what the hell is going on?
Stop it, Reese.
K-Man, hold on. You want something you want to tell us?
He work at that diamond place. I don't know. I wasn't seeing that.
Were you buying a ring, K-Man?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my bad. Oh, sorry.
Let me clarify. What you want, man? Let me clarify.
Oh, my goodness. Man, you two. Stop it.
They ran into each other at the gun range.
Exactly. Stop that.
Thanks for the invite, K Mac.
No problem. And then we went to the ring store, but that's a different story.
Oh, see, now he left that part out.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, but thank you for all your help, K Mac. We really appreciate it.
No problem. You know I got you. So you know, anytime I can spend friends' money, I'm more than happy to.
And likewise. So let's just get into it. Over the weekend, you know, Mega Millions was over the weekend. Did you guys buy a ticket at all? Did you guys participate?
No, I didn't. Maybe I need to start.
What's Mega Millions?
Lottery. Isn't it the lottery?
The Mega Millions, the lottery.
One guy won. Did one guy win or something?
He won in Michigan. Yes, the lucky lottery winner of the third largest lottery in the history of lotteries. It reached $1 billion and it was a gentleman in Michigan who won. So congratulations to that guy. I hope he keeps his identity a secret. That'll be the smart way to go about it. But yeah, it reached $1 billion and he got a lump sum of $739.6 million.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like I am deserved. I'm due for millionaire status at least.
There you go.
Same. I've seen what God has done for others. I have seen.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you, if you've been through half of what I've been through, I know I deserve at least 500. At least 500,000.
So, if you guys won like $1 billion lottery, like what's the first thing that you would do?
Other than hide.
Tithe. Give my 10% to the Lord.
Oh, that's
to the Lord.
That's
okay. I love it. I love it.
David tried to put it up.
I head to a church for the first time in like 5 years. Pay those tithes.
You try to get in good. You try to get favor. You try to get favor, Jeff. You try to get favor from the man. You need to quit that. I know one thing. You wouldn't know. I'm telling you that.
Right.
Okay. You wouldn't know. I'll still be on the show. I'd just be doing it from another location.
Yeah. Right, a remote location in another somebody's island somewhere. So I would take a page out of the guy's book. I think he wore sunglasses. He had a ski mask on. He had on mittens and gloves when he went to collect his check. So I would take a page out of that guy's book. But yeah, so shout out to that Michigan resident. Shout out to you, guy. Also, in in the news. Now, you guys, this is definitely social media's most wanted, and you guys have seen this all over the web. It's this Bernie Sanders meme. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I have seen this meme in so many different ways. Like, do you have one that stands out in your mind? Because mine was the Mortal Kombat one.
Mine is on top of the house, the J. Cole album, was it from 2014, the Forest Hills Drive house? They put Bernie on top of the house.
That's so hilarious. I haven't seen that one.
So this is the funny part for me, right? You know what stands out to me the most? The real one.
Oh, but Bernie had somewhere to go that day. He had things to do that day.
The fact that he looked like he just happened to be coming from checking the mail and decided to stop and watch the inauguration is hilarious to me. He was like, I forgot that was going on today. Let me say, okay, hold on, go ahead.
He was like, I'm going to swing by here. I'm going to go to Biden's thing. And then I got to hit the post office.
Yeah.
It's like the tail end of the parade route.
Right, exactly. So he did an interview recently with Late Night with Seth Meyers. And of course, they addressed it. And he says that he was just trying to pay attention and keep warm. So but he's very flattered by going viral. I mean, you would think that he won the presidency with how viral he's gone with this whole meme. But the other person who has gone viral is the actual creator of the meme, whose name is Nick Swanee. He's a New York University grad student who is concentrated on artificial intelligence and machine learning. And he says he was freaking out because he was going viral and also because he had to stop the site from crashing. So there's an actual site where you can go to get the Bernie meme Photoshop and you can put it wherever. So shout out to Nick Swanee. He's internet famous now.
Wow. He still was funny though. Hang on, man.
It was hilarious.
They should have put him on the bench next to Coach K on the weekend. That's what they should have done.
They did have him on the bench with Roy Williams in one game that I thought was kind of funny.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
I want cardboard cutouts of him in the stands.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
I love it. Now, all right. So I do have another story. Now, this definitely has to do with sports. And I just wanted to get you guys' take on it because it's starting to gain a little tread in the news. So according to Newsweek, President Joe Biden's executive order to strengthen anti-discrimination protections for the LGBTQ community has sparked some concerns about its impact on female sports. A journalist, this is how she put it in her tweet. She said, any educational institution that receives federal funding must admit biological male athletes to women's teams, women's scholarships, etc. A new glass ceiling was just placed over girls, she tweeted, adding, this is unilaterally eviscerates women's sports. Did you guys hear about this? And if so, what's your thoughts on it?
I didn't, but can you, so what is she saying it does?
She's saying, so basically, Joe Biden's executive order for anti-discrimination against LGBT communities would pretty much admit transgender males into women's sports. So they can't be discriminated by gender. If they wanted to join a women's team, then they are totally allowed to do that at this point with this executive order.
Oh, I got you.
Mm-hmm. So what are you guys' thoughts on that?
That is a tough one.
It's a tough one, right? It's almost like,
And it's not tough in whether I'm toying with the idea of when to, you know, discriminate against someone. That's not what I mean. But as far as the masses and kind of understanding what needs to be in place and how that will affect things moving forward. You know, I'm not so sure that it really is tough.
It's interesting. Yes. It's almost like, you know, some people are having buyer's remorse from voting for Biden with this whole executive order. But hopefully later down the line, we can get, you know, a little bit more details on how that's handled. But at this point, transgender males to females can join women's sports at this point.
I think I say yes, like that. It makes sense. I just know that everyone else is going, a lot of people will have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to continue to follow this story to see how it snowballs, but I wanted to get you guys' opinion. But I'm sure it's going to be in the news again, so we'll come back to it. But before I go, of course, we got to give a shout out to Raleigh Found It, who was one of our sponsors. Raleigh Found It is formerly known as HQ Raleigh, and it's more than just a space. It's a community where you can start or grow your company. Raleigh Found It has resources and office space for startups, remote workers, and teams of all sizes. Visit www.raleighfoundit.com to take a virtual tour or sign up today. All right, guys, that's my time.
All right, B. And
thank God it's Monday. You guys go forth and be great, all right?
All right,
thanks so much.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.